WFMU Radio. In the background, the sound of Dogish. The name of the show is called Put the Needle on the Record. My name is Billy Jam. Here in the studio on a Friday afternoon in Jersey City. It's kind of mild out there considering it's almost Thanksgiving. My two guests in the studio with me are Rohit Wonder. What's up, Rohit?
Hola.
Also here is Wheeler Antibanez, who is truly an explorer of the Passaic, an expert in it. He is a filmmaker, an author, journalist, photographer, skateboarder, a prankster. In fact, where's my wallet? He stole it. And the editor, the person who put together a very special edition of Weird New Jersey came out about a year ago called Nightshade on the Passaic, and he's there in his canoe discovering things like where dead bodies were found and stuff like that. Wheeler, welcome to WFMU.
Thank you, Billy Jam.
Good to have you here. So we're looking at this book here, the edition, rather, of Weird New Jersey, taking us on a trip down the Passaic, and Wheeler is the man who did it. So tell us about this river and what it is that attracted you to it and how you sort of got started going out there and just documenting all of this rundown, funky, abandoned, crazy-ish.
Well, I grew up in abandoned buildings, and when I went and got a canoe, I found the Passaic River very quickly because it ran right by my house. And it just captivated me because I wasn't expecting it, but there was abandoned buildings all up and down the whole thing. You know, it was awesome for me. So I got a motor for my boat and I went around, man, and I checked out every place and I scared myself along the way. It was a lot of fun. And that's what really kept me going back to the river, was just the amount of fun I was having on it.
And you've been doing it for how many years now?
It's like 3 or 4 now. Actually, time's flying by on that river.
So I put up on the playlist for this show, WFMU.org, a piece that they did, Ledger Live, for their online version, sort of like a little news piece video on you, and it was going along where there was some body of a kid found, right?
Yeah, there was a little 2-year-old body, and it's actually a crazy story because it was stolen from a grave in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was insane. And then they found it floating in the Passaic River. These two fishermen were on the side of the river in Clifton by the Ackerman Avenue Bridge, and they see this plastic bag floating by. They decide to investigate it. And, you know, the amount of garbage that's out on the Passaic is ridiculous. So for them to, single out this one bag and then find the 2-year-old baby in it was miraculous enough. But then they found out it was stolen from a grave in Connecticut. So there was all this, like, Palo Mayombe voodoo type speculation. And I think right upriver from there, they found like a voodoo ceremonial site. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What are some of the strange things you found along the riverbank?
I found, besides all the abandoned buildings, I found 4 funeral vaults that were just sitting there by the river, and they were dumped in this old dump. I don't know how they got there. There weren't even any roads that lead there anymore because all the trees had grown up. So they must have been there for a long, long time. 2 of them were open. You could see there was no bodies in them, no coffins. But the other 2 were rolled on their, you know, upside down. So I took a sledgehammer out there and knocked a hole in them to see if we could find anything. But there was nothing, just dirt, you know.
And a lot of dead dogs?
A lot of dead dogs, dead deer, dead everything, dead birds, dead fish. I mean, it's just a river of death, really. Dead bodies from people. It's disgusting.
But yet there's fishermen.
Yeah. There's huge fish in the Passaic.
Are those fish good to eat or what?
No. Actually, along the river, there's signs, especially the lower 17 miles. It's a Superfund site, polluted with dioxin, and they have in Spanish and English, don't eat the crabs, don't eat the fish, you know.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine just pulled this huge northern pike out of the Passaic just the other day. I mean, the thing was like longer than his arm. It was giant.
Wow.
So there is some life surviving in there.
And you know what's a trip, too, is that no matter where you go, out in sort of desolate places and, of course, also a lot of abandoned places, there's always graffiti. Like, you always find graffiti by the tracks, freeways,
and
abandoned buildings, and the river.
The Passaic River is a corridor for graffiti, basically, which I love. I have nothing against graffiti writers, and I'm a fan of a lot of the people I see up all over the place. Scar, Narc, Kid PK. Just to name a couple, Drunk One.
And who is the one who goes up high?
That's Kid PK.
He's
up on like trestles that I would never go on, and I've been up on some pretty sketchy spots. But yeah, he's everywhere, and it's just great, man. It's just great.
So with the guys from Weird New Jersey, they're always going out and finding new places too. Like they found some run down mental institutions. Have you ever gone to any of those ones?
Yeah, the mental institutions are actually what got me started, because I grew up in Caldwell and I lived really close to the Overbrook Sanitarium, which was a tuberculosis hospital. And then right down the road was Overbrook Mental Hospital, which was still in operation but partially abandoned. Yeah. So we used to explore that place while the patients were still walking around in the corridors.
Wow.
And yeah, it was just growing up that way just really turned me on to all these abandoned buildings. And then when I found the Passaic, it was just, you know, it was like I went to heaven or something.
And then going out in your boat, how do you get your boat over there?
Well, I welded this roof rack to my truck, and so I just throw it up on there. And it's kind of tough sometimes. A lot of times you have to like carry the canoe over like garbage, ridiculous garbage, all this broken up concrete and telephone poles, and then you gotta go back to the car, get the motor, get the gear, get the paddle. So it's kind of a job doing this, but once you get out there on the river, it's totally worth it.
Yeah. I should mention too, if anyone has any questions, they can send them in. We might take some phone calls later. Send them in through the website, through the comments, and Rohit will take them off and tell us what they are. If you got any questions for Wheeler about New Jersey, because it really is a strange and funky place. Where was that water pumping station that you did a video on recently?
That was actually me taking a break from the Passaic, and it was on the Rahway River in South Mountain Reservation, which is definitely not the type of touristy place that I like to go usually. But, you know, me and my girlfriend were just out on a Sunday, and we stopped in there, and it just made a cool little video. If you want to check it out, it's up on where the playlists.
Yeah. And like having YouTube is just wonderful, isn't it? Because do you edit all your own videos?
Yeah, I do everything myself. I shoot it with just a little Sony handheld camera. Like I can hold it in the palm of my hand. And then I take it back and I just use iMovie. And yeah, YouTube is the best invention. It's better than Google, in my opinion, which is a tough thing to do.
Well, you get everything out there instantly. I mean, you can do something today and have it out there by an hour from now.
Exactly.
So, there's that little thing you did before, which was kind of a prank with the treehouse. That was
yeah.
You punked your local TV station or something, right?
Yeah, it's like this local internet site. It's called baristanet.com, and they basically say like what's happening around Montclair and all that stuff. And I was living in this apartment in Montclair, and I built this little tiny treehouse out of toothpicks, and then I took pictures of it, so it looked like it was the real deal.
Yeah, like real scale.
Yeah. If you know that it was just made out of toothpicks, it doesn't really look real anymore. But to people who had no idea, so anyway, this local website picked it up, and a lot of people were like driving by my apartment looking for this treehouse that was really only like, you know, 3 feet tall. So it was just a funny little joke.
And yeah, and they fell for it. That was good.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even start it out that way. I wasn't trying to play a prank, but when I saw the pictures, I just had to try to fool people.
Yeah. Oh, it is 5 o'clock. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. And Wheeler Antibanez is here, and he just goes around the Passaic and other parts of Jersey looking for strange things and documenting them. And your goal is to put out a book?
Yeah, well, what I...
We actually have two novels, right, available?
Yeah, I have a book called Gas Station Thoughts that I published, and I also have Nightshade and the Passaic, which is my Weird New Jersey special issue. But what I'd really like to do is, and I've been doing all this stuff with video, like you said, I want to actually go out for a year and film, make a movie out of it, write a book while I'm filming, and then take all the extra footage and turn it into a television show and release all three things all at once.
Yeah.
But what I'm looking for is people out there to collaborate with that can help me with that. You know, I've managed to do all these videos by myself with just this handheld camera, but what I really need to tell the actual story of like what kind of an adventure it is some committed people who are seaworthy, who know how to use their equipment, you know,
now,
camera equipment.
The Weird New Jersey, the Marks, they do that show for, was it Discovery Channel? Or?
Yeah, I think it was on the History Channel.
History Channel. Have you done stuff for that show?
No, I'm strictly Passaic River Trespasser. That's my title there.
Well, I was thinking maybe what you could do, this is really this is your writing here. You want to read some of this passage from it?
Yeah, sure. Pass it over. Yeah.
But first up, maybe we can do our top five at five, and that will be today on this Friday afternoon. With just not too long to go before the year will be over again. When people start saying, what's your top 10 albums of the year? You're like, what? What is it? It's coming on Christmas.
Top 10 of the decade.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's pushing now.
Yeah. What happened to the knots? Okay, it's WFMU. We're going to give away some tickets, going to take some phone calls. If you have any questions, send them in via the comments. Any questions for Wheeler about the back streets, the abandoned buildings of New Jersey? An interesting thing, too, about New Jersey is that it does have an image of it. It's like all like where, you know, the mob buries bodies out, you know, in the swamps and all that. But there's actually some amazing places in Jersey, and it's a very varied state.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, up in the Great Swamp by where the Passaic River starts, it looks amazing. It looked like it probably did, you know, 200, 300 years ago.
Yeah.
They really preserved it and kept it nice. To go paddling up there is incredible. To go paddling down in Newark, you know, you have to take a shower as soon as you get home because you don't want to die from the dioxin. But the funny part is that the water coming in through your shower probably came from the Passaic River anyway, you know, if you live in my town anyway.
Yeah.
So you're basically showering in all this filth. Sewage and chemically treated water that, yeah, it's cleaned out, but I mean, come on.
Have you seen any two-headed fish?
No, I haven't. I've wanted to see a three-eyed fish or a two-headed fish or something, but no, nothing. Just giant carp the size of torpedoes in the water.
So here we have Wheeler. He's going to give us our top five most engaging places in New Jersey that he has discovered after the intro from Bad Ronald. And the top five best places in New Jersey, funky, funky places that you've discovered, Wheeler.
All right, the first one is, and it doesn't exist anymore, is the Mountain Sanatorium. It used to be in North Caldwell, and they tore that down. Second one is Overbrook, which they're about to tear down. I wouldn't go there because the cops are going to get you, but if you're stealthy, you could get away with it. Third place, Colt Mill in Patterson. Very scary, a lot of homeless people. The next one I would have to say is the Essex Generating Plant in Newark, which is on a corner of the Passaic River. And that is probably the scariest building I've ever been in.
Speaking of homeless people, you probably come across a lot of homeless encampments. What are some of the interesting things that you see at homeless encampments?
Craziest thing I ever saw at a homeless encampment was a giant stuffed Care Bear. And it's actually in that Star Ledger video. And we found this place under the Ackerman Avenue Bridge where all these dudes camped out, but none of them were there. And on this one guy's like makeshift bed was this huge Care Bear. I don't know if he was going to bring it home, send it to his daughter somewhere or something, but I just went and gave it a big hug. They got it on tape. It came out pretty good.
And you described yourself one time as a run-of-the-mill trespasser, and you're talking about cops there. So how many times have you been arrested?
Because
you have to have been arrested.
For trespassing, only once. For other things, a bunch of times.
Related to?
Well, the first time I got really arrested was for my first book, Gas Station Thoughts, where they thought I was making terrorist threats, and they actually charged me with terrorist
threats.
You're kidding. Yeah, I was facing like 5 years in jail for that, actually.
Wow. So what happened? What did you write? What did you write about?
I wrote this. I had a website about, it's called welcometohell.net, and it was about the sanitarium up on the hill. And I went and spray painted welcometohell.net everywhere, so all the local kids were going to it. And then I really liked it. I had this book up there, and all these kids were reading it. So I'm like, all right, let me do something more for them. So I started a daily journal, talking, sort of ranting. And, you know, a rumor got around.
What year was this?
This was when I was 23, so I guess a year after Columbine happened. And so that anniversary was coming up, and I was talking about Columbine. So there was all these rumors saying that I was going to go shoot up the school the next day, even though I hadn't gone to school in years. So anyway, they arrested me, and I was able to publish my book, and, you know.
They came to your house?
Yeah, they came to my house, a couple cops, put me in handcuffs. They wanted me to, you know, write a retraction to this piece, and I was like, I'm not writing a retraction.
So how long did you have to spend behind bars?
Just overnight, and actually they brought me a Taylor Ham egg and cheese sandwich in the morning. They said I was the best prisoner they ever had because I didn't make a peep. It's funny because I knew they were coming, and I was drinking a 40 up on the roof, and I watched them pull around, go into my apartment, and then I followed him down, and I said, hey, how you doing, you know? So I knew they were coming, and I knew it was going to be a good opportunity for me to publish my book if I got a sensation with getting arrested. So, you know, I'm just paying my dues, trying to make it in this writing game.
Okay, so speaking of that, you're going to read something now from this the Weird New Jersey collection. Is that still available? You can get it on their website, right?
Yeah, you get it on their website, and it's actually still in stores everywhere. You know?
So was it hard to convince the guys from Weird New Jersey to get a whole issue, that you took over the whole issue?
No, not at all, actually, because I asked them. I'm like, you know, because I know they publish books, too. I'm like, hey, listen, I want to write a book about this. Are you guys interested? And Mark Skirman, he wrote me back by email, and he's like, how about we do a special issue? And my heart was just like pounding. I was like, yes, that is what we're going
to
do.
So did you have enough at that stage, or did you have to go out and get all these photographs?
Oh, yeah, no. From that time, I went and bought the motor for the canoe, and I just went out there from then on and tried to find all the weird stuff.
Do you have to have a license if you're going, like, in a boat on a river? Do you need, a license or something? Or
I don't know. I don't pay attention to stuff like that. You know, I just do what I'm going to do. Everyone has their little laws and what they're, you know, they say I have to do, but I just do whatever I want, basically.
Okay.
So. Oh, you want me to go ahead? Okay, yeah. Here we go. All right, I don't really know what this is going to be. I just flipped to a page, but... Oh, yeah, this looks accurate. There are four base necessities for survival. Oxygen, hydration, shelter, and food. Water is the magic fluid of life, but humans don't respect it. To show our appreciation for this great state, New Jersey residents banded together as a community and took one massive dump right into the heart of our life source. We will only realize after it's too late that there is a finite amount of H2O on this planet. All bodies of water, from the smallest puddle to the largest lake, wind up back in the ocean. The more I observe the Passaic River, the more it confirms my theory that humans are a disease on the planet. We are a choking, squeezing, cancerous growth on the crust of this precious cell. Even the best intention of us can't help but go to the bathroom. Even the most earth-conscious people inevitably stamp their impact across the face of the land, just by being alive. Humans are not individuals. They are one organism with one mind and one purpose. To infest this earth, our job is to use up its resources, destroy any potential for life, and move on to infect other planets. Earth cannot successfully house this many billions of people. Look how she strains with 6.5 billion. Wait until it gets up to 10 or 11 billion and see what this world looks like. My prediction is blackened skies, charred landscapes, and people living off of weird synthetic food. Truthfully, though, I doubt mankind will make it to the 11 billion mark. We're way too confident about the sorcery and magic of our technology. We think it can save us from anything, but eventually, overpopulation will be the destruction of us all.
All this with than Wheeler and Tabanas. He has written extensively about the river. He has plied its waters like nobody else in his canoe. He has walked its banks, and that's just what we did.
This is Wheeler Adabanez, a Montclair writer who produced this YouTube video, along with a special edition of Weird New Jersey magazine, in which he documents his exploration of the filthy shoreline, toxic waste dumps, abandoned factories, and homeless camps along the Passaic River. Wheeler knows this river like maybe nobody else, but he's more of a nihilist than an environmentalist, and he revels in the often dark human stories told by the river's filth and decay.
For like 2 years, this is what I did. I just came out here, and aside from actually going out on the river, I went on the shoreline and looked to see what I could find, all the weirdness, all the weird stuff. I love coming here like in the middle of nothing. And the best part is that it's in the middle of everything. Smell the garbage. Smell the pollution. You know, it's amazing that the fishermen would pick out that one bag that happened to have the two-year-old in it. I mean, we could start opening up stuff right now. Who knows what we'll find?
No matter what you find out here, Wheeler says, there's a story behind it.
Man, if you took all the balls from the Passaic River at any given time, you could fill up a gymnasium with it easily, I'm sure. Where do they come from? How do they get here? I mean, did all these people lose these balls while they were playing baseball? You know, how many baseball games are there? Oh, here's a find. What's in this? Oh, iPod. Ooh, dreidel. Don't leave home without it. Perfectly good DVD player. And when we find things like this on the shore of the Passaic River, some people would clean it up, but I like to throw it in the water. Because you know what? There's no saving the Passaic River anyway. My spine for you? That's probably like a deer, human, you know. This was someone's wall at their house when there's their stairs right over there, you know? It just ends up here in the Passaic River, like all our other trash.
And the people Wheeler runs into along the river? Well, there's not a lot of them, except for the people who live in homeless camps like this one along the river.
The best part about canoeing out here is that you rarely see people either. You know, you come out for a day of canoeing, pretty much have the whole river to yourself. If you find something, it's going to be your find. It's so polluted, and it's so forgotten by the people who live around it, because we live in this sprawl, and it just sort of goes through it all. And you can't really get to the Passaic River that easily. Like, we took a trail to get here that no one walks on. You know, it's in an abandoned factory, and it comes out onto this shoreline that you can barely navigate. So when people want to dump a body, or when people want to, like, kill somebody and get rid of the evidence, this is the perfect place to come. Beautiful though. I mean, if this was inhabited, if there was like fishermen lining the banks or boaters going up here, I would never come here. I come here because it's empty, because it's desolate, it's abandoned. It's beautiful that way, man. I don't want to see the river saved.
He's more of a nihilist than an environmentalist. Because you have to sing it. Because you have to sing it. Because you have to sing it. Music. He's more of a nihilist than an environmentalist. Because you have to sing it. Yeah. It's 5:30 already. Boy, and Shut Up Weirdo will be coming in. And we just heard a bunch of stuff there, including De La Soul. It was the very first album that Chad bought exactly 20 years ago. De La Soul, 3 feet high and rising. Clocking in at 62 minutes and 48 seconds. And every piece, every minuscule, mini bit of every Prince Paul beat was perfect. There was nothing wrong with that album. Great album, De La Soul, 3 feet high and rising. And we listened to the one, I think, sampling a little bit of Steely Dan. Say No, Go, Say No. And in fact, that album had something like 200 samples or more. Anyway, Chad has an unusual type of, speaking of Ireland, Chad has a beer that is a mixture. What does that say on there, Rohit or Wheeler?
It's a double chocolate stout, Young's.
So it's Guinness.
Oh, sorry, luxury double chocolate stout.
And I think that makes sense. Chocolate and Guinness go hand in hand because it's kind of got that creamy.
I tried it. It was pretty good.
What is it like? More chocolate or more Guinness?
Let me try it again. I'll tell you. It's creamy. It's yummy. It's Guinness-y and chocolatey at the same time. I give it my endorsement.
I wonder what it would be like if you took it and you froze it. Turn it into like a
Jell-O pudding pop.
Very yummy.
Although usually alcohol separates from.
True, right? It might not work.
Yeah. If you're having a drink right now, or you're smoking some weed,
then you're just like us.
Then you're just getting your weekend started. Wheeler Antibanez, who is here in the studio, and talking about dumping bodies there. Is there still a lot of body dumping going on in Jersey, or is that now a thing of the past, or what?
2 days ago on McBride Avenue in Paterson, they found a dead body. I don't know the story about it, so it's definitely going on.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for more news to come out about that one.
Would you say that a lot of the kind of stuff like bodies, homeless camps, all this crime, whatever, along the river is increasing as the economy keeps getting worse and worse? worse.
It seems to be there's a lot more suicides happening, and you know, people are naturally gravitating towards the river for suicides. There was a murder-suicide. I don't think it was about the economy, but it was earlier this year.
Do they just eat some fish out of the river?
Yeah, maybe they ate the fish and went crazy. I don't know. But this one guy like took his little 3-year-old niece and jumped off a bridge in Newark. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, into the Passaic. That was really tragic. And then a day later, they found this other woman from Wallington who had jumped in to kill herself. And then a few days after that, they found that 2-year-old baby floating by. So, I mean, this year has been really hot for dead bodies on the Passaic.
And those are the ones that are found.
And those are the only ones that are.
You know, it's a trip. I was reading this thing on the paper on the way on the train coming over here, and it was about something. I think it's a mystery, murder mystery thing tonight. They're talking about some woman who had her husband killed in Vegas, and then they chop up the body, right? They tell the arms, the hands, and the feet are gone, and the head, but they could still identify the body. And like, if you ever watched the any of the Gangster Sopranos or any of those, that's like the whole thing is like chopping off the head and the hands.
Yeah, and the teeth, too.
And the teeth.
Yeah, so they can't use the dental records. That's what Rita Glusman tried to do. That's one of the murders I wrote about in Nightshade on the Passaic, my Weird New Jersey special issue, where they cut the whole dude up and they threw him in the Passaic River in Rutherford. And they probably would have gotten away with it, but a cop happened to be driving by and caught the dude actually throwing the bags of his body parts in. And actually, the prosecutor's office was really helpful to Weird New Jersey, and they gave us a bunch of pictures from the crime scene, which you can find, which you can see in the magazine.
What time were they dumping the body parts at?
It was just before Easter, really early in the morning. And this cop just happened to be checking up, and the parking lot, you know, no one was there.
Early meaning 6 a.m. or something?
Yeah, like 6 a.m.
See, I guess it'd be better just to go in the middle of the day when everyone's around, right?
Yeah, and not on Easter Sunday.
When everyone else is throwing stuff in the Passaic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm just throwing my cat in, though. What's that, a body? No, just part of a body. Just a bit of a torso. Would you like a chocolate Guinness? Anyway, there is a lot of those stories about New Jersey, and it's kind of interesting. A lot of ghost stories, too, right?
Yeah, except I don't believe in ghosts.
You don't?
No, not at all.
You know, I just watched for the first time Candyman, that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it. I never really liked those horror movies before, but now I'm kind of getting into them.
Yeah, that was a Clive Barker movie, right?
I think so.
I love Clive Barker. He wrote some great books.
So anyway, Wheeler, you're talking about taking things on to another level. You already have how many video clips out there?
Oh, I don't even know. A lot. 20, 22 or something.
Okay. And how many stories written down do you have?
I got two major published things. My first, Gas Station Thoughts, and now this Weird New Jersey special issue, Nightshade on the Passaic.
Okay. And are both of those available to see online in their entirety?
No, actually, you have to buy them. But okay. I do have some other stuff online. If you go to LuckyCigarette.com, you can read some of my old novels that haven't been published yet. And I'm actually, shout out to Soft Skull Press out there in Brooklyn.
They're doing an amazing job.
Publish my novel, because they're perfect for them, and that's where I want them to be.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is, if you go to the Beware of the blog, there's an interview with Wheeler. Got the links there, and I think Chad is putting them in on the playlist too. And once again, was it Lucky Cigarette?
Yeah, LuckyCigarette.com.
Because that's your brand?
It's my personal brand, yes.
Okay. And then your YouTube channel is Wheeler666?
Yep, that's it. Just type in Wheeler666 and you can find me.
And you still skateboard?
No, I hurt myself way too many times.
Yeah?
Yeah, last one was I broke my ribs, and after 6 months of healing, I went back to the same half pipe where I broke my ribs, had one last session, and called it quits. I had to retire.
Yeah. And the best place, sort of abandoned place, not official skateboarding place in New Jersey to go these days?
Abandoned place, I would have to say right now would be Overbrook Mental Hospital in Cedar Grove. It's pretty crazy, but you got to watch out for the cops.
But a lot of people go and skate there.
Oh, for skating? Oh, well, skating, you can just skate anywhere in New Jersey because there's steps and banks and gaps. Just, I mean, every town. It's really to be a skateboarder.
Do they have skate parks here?
Yeah, actually, that's where I broke my ribs in Chatham Skate Park. They're just little cookie-cutter parks, but they're fun. You know, it's more than I had when I was a kid. So.
Yeah. Do we get any questions or comments there, Rohit, on the thing? Comments on the playlist?
We have a comment.
Okay.
From, well, Cecile wants everyone to know they make Guinness ice cream at Izzy's in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
It's legit.
I wonder how that tastes.
And, well, gee, probably delicious.
Delish. And does Guinness have two N's? Where's Ike when we need him for spell check?
And she also wants us to know that her dad isn't anywhere as nihilistic as Wheeler. He's a passionate conservative. conservationist, even though it's futile.
He's not an environmentalist.
No, I'm not an environmentalist.
But like you say, I mean, the Passaic, what can you do? Just throw all the stuff back in there.
The only thing that can really save the Passaic, I think, is if all human beings were to die.
Maybe we should start with the Passaic. That's where Al Gore needs to be. Forget, like, trying to find that big, you know, floating thing of garbage down North Australia.
Well, you know what it is, though? Water, like I was saying when I was reading from Weir, New Jersey, you know, it's all a finite thing. We're going to keep polluting it and keep polluting it, and eventually it's all going to be polluted.
Yeah.
So what do we do then? We're screwed.
I'm glad we're alive now, because the next generation is kind of like, everything's going to...
This
like,
is a great time to be alive.
It is. The end of the water, the end of the fresh air, the end of the electricity, the end of the power.
I'd like to think it's going to get better.
Ha!
Can we... I mean, you know, at some point we're just going to stop screwing it up.
Rohit from The Art of Living.
Yeah. I'm putting the happy spin on it.
I'm from The Art of Dying.
So anyway, yes.
I suppose we all are ended up there anyway.
True, indeed.
And what did you say with the six things, again, that we all go through?
I don't know. I guess the general list off the top of my head was like family, relationships, health. You added money, job, whatever.
And music.
Music is a problem we all face. Bad music in your ears.
Yes.
Not on WFMU, we don't.
No. So, Wheeler, you would agree some of the best things in life are free, and they're free, you don't get paid either.
I don't really get paid much either, no. Yeah, oh, definitely the best things in life are free. Love, you know, family, that's all that really matters.
So, to reach you once again, Wheeler, they can go to...
LuckyCigarette.com.
And I saw you at MySpace, too.
Yeah, but I don't really use MySpace.
Too many, junk mail things. Exactly.
Or you can check out WeirdNewJersey.com, too. I'm up there.
Okay, man. Thank you so much. We've got all the information here on the playlist, on the website, WFMU.org, on this playlist for this show, and also on the Beware of the blog. And I think we're just going to play music and head out of here. If you want to do any shout-outs?
Thank you for having me on the radio.
My pleasure.
Happened to be here, and it was pretty awesome that you invited me, so appreciate it.
Good to see you again, Rohit.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Sarah, and my daughter, Star Magic.
How old is your daughter?
She is 11, going to be 12.
Cool.
Which is crazy, actually.
All right. Well, listen, thank you both for being here. I really, 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 really appreciate it. I'm Billy Jam. I want to do a shout-out to Dogish, also to Timmy D, to Cecile, to all the people who listen to this show, including DJ Spider-Man over in the UK. We missed you last week, man. Also, Bad Ronald, who gave us that song. Thank you, Bad Ronald. And Chad Alexander for bringing in the topic of our beer conversation for the day. And I must say, I do miss Scott Williams and his beer sessions at 2:40. We should maybe do one of those coming up. Also, Eugene, shout out. Shout out going out to William. Ike was there earlier. Cecile. Fish Monkey Stew. And Paul. This is Dogish. It's WFMU.